Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Audrey Stewart plus ghosts and eating contest. It's all coming up right after this.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Man, it's Donnie Baker. Heard you guys the other day talking about how Christy's life sucks and how she needs a so-called life coach to help pull things together.
Uh-huh.
Well, that gave me an idea for a great new business. I think I'd be really good at that kind of stuff, man, because I'm organized and focused.
Uh-huh.
I'm like an expert on telling women what they should do anyways.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to waste my time on the Christy Lees of the world that are already beyond hope.
Oh.
I want to help those that need it most. And who would that be? Strippers, of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, man. I'm Donnie Baker, stripper life coach. I feel like I've been training for this job my whole life. I swear to God I do. For example, I can help strippers with practical advice. Did you know that the best thing to put on pole burns is not aloe, but Gold Bond powder mixed with a little 30 weight oil? Everybody knows it. And ladies, I've got some bootleg white snake tapes that'll double the number of dollar bills being stuffed in your G-string, guaranteed. Maybe you're having a hard time with the question that has plagued strippers since the dawn of time, back when they were swinging from the leg bone of a woolly mammoth instead of a shiny metal pole. The question is, should I shave or wax? Wax that money maker, baby. Boom, debate settled, just like that. That's how Donnie Baker, stripper life coach, rose anyways.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you feel like you're too tired to practice some new dance routines. Well, that's when I turn to coaching up a notch right in your face. You gotta do it for your clients, baby. Like that guy who just got off the swing shift, man. Stops in after work like he does 3 nights a week, because if he goes home, his porky wife will be all over him about money, about how the kids need braces, about how the car's making that thumping noise again. Then she'll start bitching about where the hell have you been going after work, asking why he comes home covered in glitter and smelling a beer and Gold Bond powder. You don't think he's tired? Hell, Mercedes, you don't know the meaning of tired. He's worn out, but he just wants to have some hot 22-year-old show him a little skin. And you mean to tell me you're just going to show him the same old tired strut, dip, and jiggle dance routine you've been doing for the last 6 months? Remember the story you tell everybody about why you got into business anyways? How you're a single mom who's putting herself through college? So if you don't want to rehearse for the swing shift guy, shouldn't you at least do it for your imaginary kid and phony dream? I swear to God you should. So if you're a stripper, an aspiring stripper, or a retired stripper looking to come out of retirement, give me a call. Maybe you're wavering and need to rededicate yourself to the stripper vocation. I can help there, too. It's Donnie Baker, life coach for pole jockeys. And if you get my machine, be sure to specify you're not calling about the boat for sale. Thanks, baby. I gotta go.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie G's sitting in this morning.
Hey, man.
Good to see you. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
I'm Josh Arnold. There's Tom. And Tom, we have a comedian in studio with us.
She is Audrey Stewart. And Audrey, I'm kind of mad at myself. I couldn't decide if I should ask Ernie Hudson the question.
Which is what?
Do you believe in ghosts?
Oh, that would have been... Do you believe in ghosts?
I figured it would derail... It's probably he gets asked that so much, don't you think?
I don't know if he actually gets that one that much.
Let's call him back.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know.
Well, we can go see him.
He's touring around doing some of the Comic-Con stuff.
Cool.
Now, I know Josh believes in ghosts.
I do.
And you've gone to one of those ghost things. Where they...
Sure, yeah. I've had some experiences, yeah.
Yeah. Ace, your thoughts?
There's something there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Willie?
I don't mess with them. I don't say I believe or not believe because I just don't want anything to do with it. They've got their thing going on. I've got my thing going on. I don't want to upset them in any way.
You already have.
No, but that's the thing is I'm not even trying to acknowledge it. I'm apathetic to
that. That's what upsets them.
Really? I thought that's what was going to save me.
Man, you're so haunted.
Oh, man.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
I just don't, yeah, they're just not, I'm not cool with them. They're not cool with me.
I think there are spirits out there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
A good agreement, me and them. We don't mess with each other.
There you go. Okay.
I do this weird thing where there's like, this is kind of crazy to say, but there's people in our family, like the women in some of my family who thinks that they can kind of like contact. So I did a thing where I was pretty under the influence and I was like, for my friend, I was like, I'm going to try to contact a spirit, like do like medium work. And I got every detail right.
Whoa.
And I tried it again sober and it didn't work. And then I tried it again drunk and it worked again.
Yeah. Stay drunk. That's what I did for 10 years.
Pat's lying.
You haunted a lot of people that way too.
I did haunt a lot of people.
Pat's lying. It wasn't 10 years. It was 10
years.
It was 40. Yeah. I don't think I believe in ghosts, but I will say this. Last night I had these weird sliding doors on my office. And I walked by my office and one of the doors shut.
Oh, that's weird.
So I figured there must be, I just think it's a minor earthquake. Was anybody else have anything
a
happen?
A minor earthquake.
I don't mean, there's, you've seen those glass doors, and all of a sudden I look over there and...
I get minor earthquake reports, and there was nothing.
Okay. You get them on your phone? I'm not sure.
Josh Day is very up to date with that.
If you get to meet Mr. Ernie Hudson, ask him if he believes in ghosts. I just figured he probably gets that so often.
It doesn't seem that hacky of a question to me.
No.
Very cool question. Yeah.
It's a great question.
Well, when it comes to being hacky, I like to think of myself as a...
Yeah, a sack?
Yeah. I've had an idea for a special comedy show where you get five or six comedians and you have to tackle five classic hack premises.
Sure.
You know, the differences between dogs and cats, L.A. and New York.
But do them well, though.
Yeah, because there's always something there to mine.
Yeah, it's fun. There's always personal experience.
Yeah, so I just thought that'd be a kind of a fun thing. Tonight, it's hack night. But, you know, you have like Seinfeld and a bunch of great comedians doing it. That would be super, super cool. Mm-hmm. Should we do Today in History? Since I once again forgot to do it. This is a regular feature on our show that I keep forgetting to do.
Speaking of hack.
Well, we put our own flavor
over here.
See, that's how this started. I know. I didn't do Today in History because I thought it was such a hack radio thing.
Right.
So let's do some birthdays. First of all, friend of the show, in many cases the first call drummer, as they say, the great Kenny Aronoff.
Yeah.
Born on this date in 1953 and still to this day one of the great drummers. I think is he doing these days, he's been with John Fogerty a lot.
Currently part of Sammy Hagar's band.
Hagar's
if somebody were completely unaware of who Kenny Aronoff is, what song would you say is his most
Hurt so
known?
Good.
Yeah.
Hurt So
yeah.
Good?
Hurt So Good? Right? Him playing drums on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's that classic Mellencamp era, mid-80s, just in some of those songs, he's playing lead drums.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Jack and Diane, that breakdown.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
But happy birthday, Kenny. He has a book out there called Sex, Drums, and Rock and Roll. I've talked to him about the book, and he left out the really good parts, you know, because other people are still alive.
Believe me, he left out some good parts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 1956, happy birthday, Bryan Cranston.
Oh, he's a good actor.
Famous for?
Breaking Bad.
And
Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Seinfeld.
And I'm working on the sequel to that. It's a historic piece. I call it Malcolm X in the Middle.
Yes.
Thanks, Willie. You walked right into that.
You know, that one's been insensitive for about 20 years.
It's very fine. People should do their reading about the great Malcolm X. I've actually been to this woman's birthday party.
Oh, my God.
Rachel Weisz, the actress.
Grandma Moses.
Rachel Weisz. W-E-I-S.
Rachel Weisz.
She's married to the James Bond guy.
Yes, she is.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, yeah.
I got a letter Hey, Bob and Tom gang. It's so great hearing Willie on the show again. Thanks, Cynthia. I think Willie should write a tell-all biography about his dad and title it The Ramblings of a Psychopath. The title alone would grab my attention. I'd be compelled to check it out. I'm sure Willie could write it in such a way to make Tom quasi-relatable to those of us in the unwashed class. Now, here's what I'll say, Cynthia. He's not even relatable to me, and I'm his kid. So I don't know how I can make it relatable to everyone else out there.
Thank you very much.
Tom, you know, we met on this day back in 1983.
That's correct.
Wow.
This is my anniversary with Ace.
Really? Do you still have the wallet that you threw at him
take
in fear?
A date?
Here are my keys. For God's sake, take my car. I can tell you what I was driving that year.
I know what you were driving.
That's okay. What else is happening?
Well, because, see, Josh, you don't care about cars, but I love cars.
I don't care about cars. I don't care about your stories. I don't care about
your paycheck.
Oh, my God. Please tell us what car you're in.
Yeah, what was it? Was it a good one?
A Yugo? It was a Datsun, a Datsun 280Z.
Yep.
With aftermarket wire wheels.
That was beautiful.
It was great.
I remember that car.
5-speed.
What color was it?
Blue.
Ooh.
Oh. Two, Audrey.
Okay. Well, thank you for reminding me of that, Ace. On this date in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell. What happened there? Alexander Graham
He's
Bell.
He's haunting you.
Alexander Graham Bell patented the telephone.
Yes, he did.
And I think, do we have Alexander Graham Bell's first?
Here
we go. Audrey. That was Thomas Edison.
No, I know, but he and Alexander Graham Bell were the same person.
No, oh, you're weren't. Still going to do it, even though the setup's completely wrong?
It's false.
But don't we have Alexander Graham Bell, though, talking like to somebody on the phone? I thought we did.
Remember the first phone call he made?
Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, he wanted, this is true, he wanted, before they had hello, because there was no protocol, they'd never done it before, he wanted to go with ahoy.
Oh, love
like,
that.
Like a sailor's thing.
Hmm.
That never caught on.
That's way more fun.
Yeah. Ahoy, you can do it on your own.
You say ahoy.
I say ahoy.
Ahoy,
ahoy.
Do we have the Alexander? Oh, we can't see.
Again. That's not the bit.
It just makes me smile.
Thomas Edison.
Let's go.
Okay. Play it then.
Charlie Sheen was fired from 2.5 Men on this day.
You didn't like that, did you?
No, I love Charlie Sheen is great, and he had a real rough spot there, and I think he's actually made up with.
Yep.
Chuck Lorre.
They're
doing
a show right now.
Are they really?
Called Bookie, yeah.
Oh,
cool.
And we talked to Charlie on the phone, he was in a movie some friends of mine were in, and he's a great guy.
Just went off the deep end.
Yeah, I was never comfortable with that whole thing. I thought it was sad.
Yeah, Tiger's blood and all that. Yeah.
Because I've always been a fan. Just bummed me out.
Yeah, I agree.
Glad he's doing better.
He kind of went off the rails there. But that'll happen. Okay. Well, that concludes Today in History. And also, one thing we forgot, this show debuted from this building in history on this date.
It was on a billboard.
Yeah, that's right. You guys were on a billboard. I remember tuning in going, what the hell is this?
You guys were like strapped to a billboard?
I had no idea. I didn't
They did. They did make us wear safety belts.
Yeah, but they were up on a billboard.
What? Wow.
Really? Yeah.
Was it like it was Jackass or something? That's crazy.
And it was freezing that morning.
You were really up on a billboard?
Wow. Yes. Yes, and it was very cold.
That's wild.
And then we did it one more time. It's kind of an anniversary thing.
You lost the intern.
It's all about the content.
The intern's haunting you.
No, in all truth, we did it in that case, the second time it was a billboard on the freeway.
What?
And many people were stopping on the freeway, so they said, that's a dumb idea.
Yeah, getting in crashes.
You know, you don't want to hear the brake slamming and, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, those were the days.
Time for traffic and just hold the mic up.
Yeah. appears to be an accident in front of the billboard we're standing on. Oh, thank you very
hey,
much.
If you're up 25 feet in the air, it's windy. I'll tell you that much for weather.
So what we're going to do now is a segue back over to the Christy Lee Show. What's happening?
We always do the Toy Hall of Fame every year. Did you know that the Toy Hall of Fame also has a video game Hall of Fame?
Hmm. Oh, connected to it?
Yes.
Cool.
And this year's finalists for video game of the year include Age of Empires.
Oh, man.
Is that a fan?
I used to play that one on the computer. It's like you build a castle and you build a barracks. It's like it's less of a video game and more of like a spreadsheet.
It was sort of a medieval Farmville.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
There's like no action that happens on the screen, but I loved it. I was so locked into that as a kid.
Our guest earlier, Ernie Hudson, brought this up. Angry Birds is one of them.
Yeah.
I never played it.
I played it.
Like the last couple of years, I had a pretty weird Angry Birds run.
Yeah. Oh,
kind of Call fun. Of Duty 4.
Yeah, played that.
Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Boy, you've got all these.
Wow.
Defender.
I do not know that game.
Oh.
It's a nice car, though. I'll tell you that.
I think Defender's crazy old.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it sounds kind of
old. I mean, old Defenders are awesome.
Oh, we were talking about something.
Oh, the car.
Totally
you don't know about that because you hate cars.
Yeah, I do.
Do you like the video game Frogger?
Love.
Oh, yeah. That's classic.
In fact, that should already be in there, but...
It's not. GoldenEye?
Oh my. That should already be in there.
You guys, the GoldenEye game was so fun.
That's first ballot.
The pause menu is like dun 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 da da da.
I knew like, this would make you happy.
So I loved the
GoldenEye. I mean, that really did, Rick.
Did you guys ever go outdoors?
Man, you know what? Not until I started smoking pot when I was 14.
Okay.
I was either in a basement or I was in the woods.
As you can see, I was a great dad.
What's going on over here?
Hey, I got things to do, fellas. Have fun.
What about the game Golden Tee? We've played that.
Good one.
Great
game.
At a bar.
Harvest Moon, I'm not familiar with.
The Neil Young song?
That's a Neil Young song.
Well, of course. He's smart. Mattel Football.
I've got that.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Quake. NBA 2K.
What is this, the Oscars? They're nominating every game ever made?
I guess.
Mattel Football.
It's handheld game.
I guess is technically a video game, but it's just not.
But it's handheld. It's
exactly, because we had it too. You still have yours?
I have that and the Coleco.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Members of the public have a week to vote for their favorite online, and then they will go into the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York.
Frogger and GoldenEye are musts.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first time you've ever... Is this the first ballot ever for this particular category?
I don't think so, because it said this year's.
Okay.
First time we've talked about it, I think.
What is GoldenEye?
GoldenEye is a James Bond POV.
Movie.
Oh, okay.
And they made a video game about it. And then, by the way, I played it a couple weeks ago. I got like an emulator thing. The graphics suck. It's not as good. It doesn't look cool. But when I was a kid, it totally blew me away.
It blew all of us away.
Because you were smoking pot.
I wasn't stealing stuff. Okay, yeah, let's talk. I'm the only person that's made. Let's go around the room. You guys barely avoided prison, I'm sure.
I was in prison.
Okay, were you?
14 hours.
You were in a county jail.
I was in prison.
Well, for what? What were you in prison for?
Smarting off to a cop. I was a passenger.
Gee, who would have thought that?
How dumb do you have to be?
Pretty dumb.
To get picked up by the police as the passenger. You can't just sit there and be quiet.
I was trying to help my friend.
Oh, you helped him by got arrested instead of him.
I would love to play the Pat Godwin video game. You have one phone call. Do you call for bail? Do you order pizza?
I called Tom.
Of course you did.
Wasn't the first time I've paid bail. We have time to squeeze in one more news story. Do you have one more left over there?
A man was hospitalized after eating a 7-pound burger in 30 minutes during a speed eating competition. According to the report published in the journal Gastroenterology, the 30-year-old participated in the speed eating competition, and though he threw up the burger, went to the emergency room with a bloated stomach and gut pain. A CT scan revealed his stomach and the upper part of his small intestine were grossly distended with food material. Doctors tried to alleviate the excessive gas by inserting a tube through his nose, but it was not until the patient started passing gas on his own that he began to feel relief. His symptoms resolved after 5 days in the hospital.
I mean, what did he think was going to happen?
He's going to get a free T-shirt.
Yeah. The risk to reward. You got to think about it.
You know, to some of these places, you even get your picture on the wall next to Sinatra.
That's
I know
right.
It's a closed system, but how does putting something in your nose relieve pressure from your stomach? Is that what it said?
Yeah, that's what it said.
That is odd. Wouldn't you think they'd put the tube in the back? I guess maybe because it hadn't gone through enough.
Maybe they were trying to snake it out like you do your drain.
Huh. Yeah, I guess.
Wouldn't you go down the throat?
Well, they know what they're doing.
They know. Mm. Yeah, we don't.
Those poor nurses just in that room, too. I'm sure it smelled delightful.
6 pounds in half an hour.
Don't say what it smelled like.
7 pounds. I don't want to correct you. Sure. It's even worse.
You think, remember, a quarter pounder at McDonald's or a double quarter pounder? That's too much meat. It's 4 quarter pounders times 7.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Like, just, that's too much meat.
It's a bowling ball of
meat. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That, I mean, that's insane.
That's crazy.
So I don't know how Joey Chestnut does it. He must have a...
He says he stretches his stomach.
...distended thing from all that, from doing it over time.
Yeah.
But again, the guy has a nice t-shirt.
I think you're right, Chris. This guy didn't train.
No.
Yeah,
no,
this isn't a professional.
Walk in on that.
No.
He got trained for it.
I respect them.
He's an idiot.
Doesn't Bubs do that? Bubs Burgers?
I will say there is a local spot that does a burger challenge, and they also have a location at the airport. And you can do the burger challenge
at the airport.
Before you get on a plane.
There's pictures. There's Polaroids in the back of the... Can you imagine sitting down next to that? He should be on the no-fly list. That's worse than bringing a box cutter on the plane. Are you kidding me?
The no-fry list.
Oh, come on, Pat. What is this?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.